again, just with this idea of meeting in the river of God is when we will be restored. And again, I can't express enough, if you've ever experienced the touch of God in your life, you'll understand that there is no better place than in his presence. So again, let's sing about coming to the water. This is a song that we haven't done in a little while, but the words are just too powerful. You know, when we walk through life, it doesn't matter if it's on the hilltop or if it's in the valley. And the reason why it doesn't matter is because who walks with us? And there are times I think that the enemy wants us to forget that, and so we go through seasons where we fear, we go through seasons where we worry, we go through seasons where anxiety may get the best of us. I want you to know that the one who has your back is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and there is nothing in the universe that is bigger than him. And so regardless of where you walk or what you face, you need to know that the Lion of Judah is dead. And nothing that stands before you is going to be bigger than him ever, 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 ever. And so there should be this confidence with your walk. There should be this confidence in the task that you are asked to do. There should be this beauty that flows out of you because of the one who is with you. And so this is called Lions, and I love the words to it, and I hope that no matter what you're facing today, that this truth will sink deep into your soul and your afternoon would look way different. Amen? Let's sing Lions. That is true of your life. But you know, as we prepare our hearts for communion, I want you to know that whatever your need is today, he can meet it. And I hope that somehow this morning you'd be able to wrestle yourself to the ground and trust in one who knows better. This is called When You Walk Into the Room. Let its truth set you free this morning. It's only by his resurrection power that we can accomplish anything. And it's amazing to me when we start our journey with God that there are so many mountains and we figure we'll never be able to climb them. There's so many seas and we've never seen them part, right? So miracles are this exception in our mind. I hope that as you journey with the Lord, that miracles become your experience always. That no matter what you face, you would not be filled with discouragement. Instead, you would understand that the one we serve is a waymaker. And there'll be times he'll let you walk on the water. There'll be times the waters will part. There'll be times where mountains will crumble and walls will fall before you. And you get to a place where you are so focused on him, the challenges don't matter. And so before communion, I guess I want you to really capture this song that God is calling you to more, always calling you to more, because he believes in you. And not only does he believe in you, but he leads the way and he empowers you for whatever you'll face. So let this truth resound in your heart as we prepare our hearts for communion, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And you can trust in him today. Let's sing Oceans.
Feed me faith.
All right, so just keep living. And last week, we tried to encourage you to add to your faith philia, right? This brotherly love, this mutual affection, that love that is willing to be inconvenienced, a love that is okay with getting dirty on behalf of another, a love that steps up and gets involved. And I want to say thank you guys for showing philia love. And we want to continue on that in 2 Peter chapter 1, where Peter challenges us to add to our faith love. What does he mean by love? Well, again, last week we talked about the different uses of the word love in the Greek language and in the original manuscripts. And we said that there was four kinds of words for love in the Bible. There was philia, which we talked about last week. There is eros, which is a romantic love. There is storge, which is a leadership love, a parental love, right? And then there's agape, a love between our Creator. Well, we need to add to our faith daily love. What he's saying is we need to add to our faith daily agape. This deep affection towards God from us, and also a deep affection from God towards us. That we should be in awe of Him, that we should really be obsessed with Him. And when we think of how He demonstrated His love in a sacrifice for us as we shared in communion today, I want you to understand how deep and how powerful agape love is. It refers to, many times when it's talking about agape love in the Scriptures, it talks about this love feast, how God showers you with plenty. And I want you to think about that idea of feast. What was the last feast that you had laid before you, right? And I say feast because it's a little different than a normal dinner, isn't it? What makes it a feast? Well, for me, my feast probably looks way more extravagant than your feast, right? My dad taught us to love food and love life, and it was one of those things that he gave to us, and he didn't make much money, but we ate well, right? Sometimes it was taken from the hills of Ontario, where he would be scavenging for our own food, and he'd say, tonight we're having a feast, and it didn't matter if it was moose or deer, or usually moose, deer, and partridge, it didn't matter, right? But when you think of a feast, what makes it different? The reason why we call it a feast is because it's overwhelming. Everything that you like to enjoy is usually included in a feast, and even some things that you've never tried before, right? And why do we have those moments of the feast? Well, we have those moments usually because it's a special occasion when we want to break bread with those we love, and we even invite others along that maybe we haven't spent as much time with, and it's a celebration. That is what agape love is like. That God literally invites you to break bread with Him daily. That each day should be a special occasion. Think about that. Where we celebrate His great love to you, that you were once lost and now you're found. That's why we celebrated communion today. That each moment God wants you to experience that kind of extravagance. And so we think about the Lord's Supper, right? That we shared this idea of a feast, this communion. We celebrate that Jesus gave everything for us. That it was extravagant love, that this is my body and this is my blood. Eat and drink of me, that He is the feast that should satisfy your soul. That's the love, the unconditional love that agape love is. It's a love that you don't have to earn, right? It's a love that you don't have to wait to until you've served many years to unlock that hidden treasure. No, it's yours. The truth is, you don't deserve it, and yet He offers it to you. Again, this verse in Romans 5:8, don't miss this, that God demonstrated His love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, enemies of God, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So this agape love is dependent upon nothing, it just is. That's hard for our human brains to understand, a love that just is, right? That we can love even though we don't get a return. Because why? Again, we've talked about this before, but our love is dependent upon response. I will love you if you love me. But if we're not talking, then no. Right? I will love you if you provide for me. I will love you as long as you make me happy. I will love you if you make me feel safe and secure. I will love you if... That's a human love. Because our love is so conditional. But the love that we're talking about this morning is complete. The love that we're talking about this morning is pure. The love that we're talking about this morning is, it exists even when it's not received. That even while we were still sinners, Christ would chase us. That he would sacrifice for us. That he would pour out himself unto death for us. That he loved us even when we didn't know him. Relentless. Nothing holds it back. That's so unlike our love that even when this love is rejected, it's constant and complete. A love, think about this, that is inescapable. It just is. Do you seek that kind of love daily? How about this? Do you add to your life daily that kind of love? That delight, that satisfaction, is it within you? Because agape love is to flow through you. Not that you will ever perfect it because it doesn't come from you, but you should be striving towards it, right? So I always ask people this. I say, well, where are you going with this? That's a counseling technique. Where are you going with this? If they say, I don't know, then you say, you're going to arrive. What do you mean? Well, where are you going? I don't know. Well, that's the problem. You need to have a plan, right? Because you are going to get to wherever your plan is taking you, so therefore we need a plan, right? So what is your plan when it comes to this beautiful love that Jesus modeled for us? Are you giving effort to loving in that kind of way? So let me ask you this. Do you want to look like your Heavenly Father? I hope so. Let me ask you a bigger question. Do you want to love like your Heavenly Father? I hope so. And we are called daily to seek this kind of love, the love that touches the untouchables. Why? Because that's what Jesus did. You know that Jesus would love the least of these, who we would call losers in society? That's what we are called to do. That Jesus would love the most of these, the winners. Right? Again, we find that one a little easier, and we should be doing that too, but then that we would also love the worst of these? Our enemies? Are you kidding me? That's what this love is calling us to do, a love that has no conditions and no end. Is that a love that you are adding to your faith? And here is the truth, that we cannot do that alone. Like we talked about this a little bit when we talked about godliness, right? This verse from John 15 that says, you know what? You can do nothing apart from Christ. And Jesus took it a step further, and I want you to catch that. In John 5:19, he said, he can do only what he sees the Father doing. So the love that we're talking about this morning is you are not capable of doing that upon yourself because you are not the source of that kind of love. It's too big. It's too deep. It's too beyond you. This unconditional, relentless love that we are talking about today, this agape love, it's not in your nature. It goes against your fallen state, right? And again, it's this principle, and you guys are so tired of this verse, but again, I'm going to preach it until you get it. Galatians 2:20, you are to be crucified with Christ, no longer to live. And people say, oh, I just don't know if I can ever forgive that person. Well, then you're still alive. Andrew, I just don't know if I can ever show them love after what they did to me. That's because you are still alive. But you see, Christ calls us to death. That you are crucified with Christ. It's no longer you that live. But Christ is to live within you. He is to live within you. So at that point, it becomes a choice, doesn't it? It's not about your effort. You're not capable of loving this deep. You're not capable of loving this complete. So there it becomes a choice. Are you choosing agape love? You got to get this morning, church. You don't have it. The only way to obtain it is to let it flow from the source. And let's be real. There are people in your life that are exhausting to love. Did you ever? No, it's not you, Jack. I love you. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. Woo! But there are times, think about this, where the people in your life, you question your love. You are so tired of being patient with them. You are so tired of praying for them. You are just so tired that you say, I don't know if I can continue on, God. Their efforts are so toxic to me. Now again, do you understand that you can have safe boundaries in your life to protect you, but you still have to have a foundation of love that reaches that person beyond the boundary? Do you understand that? You see, you're not capable of that because it's a love that's just too big. And there are those that are just too hard to love. You have those people in your family. You have those people at your work. You have those people in your life that at secret times you wish that it wasn't love. You could just find a shallow grave to hide their body. And that's terrible, but it's true. You see, you can't love them in a way that they need to be loved. And again, that's true. You can't. So you need to be connected to the source. That only God can love them the way they need to be loved. And he longs to love them through you. So here's the caution this morning, church. If you attempt agape love on your own, you're going to fail. Every time you will fail. Why? Because you will fall short. You will get worn out and you will be defeated. You will feel utterly empty. And let me tell you, I know church after church, believer after believer, who they're done. They're done. They're on survival mode. You know when your phone says, we're going to switch to low battery mode. It's yellow. I was going, why is my phone yellow? The kids go, Dad, it's in low battery mode. You need to plug it in. I'm going, how do you know that? And they said, you see this little thing up here? And I'm going, yep. And they say, well, you need to connect it to a power supply. Christian after Christian, church after church, I see those who should have been connected to the power supply, but that caution of yellow is up in the corner and they're paying no attention to it. And church after church and Christian after Christian, I see just turning off. Why am I not getting any calls? Empty. Only God can love those people that are hard to love through you the way they need to be loved. You should never attempt it on your own. You'll fail. It's like that. Oh, how many remember Air Supply? I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. I remember when my cousin played that song for me the first time, and he must have been going through a breakup or something. Because he played it over and over and over. It was on an old turntable my mom and dad had, you know, those big stereos that took up half the living room. And he played it, and he said, oh, I love this song. Andrew, don't you just love this song? He was a few years older than me, and I'm going, yeah, I liked it the first time. Now we're into the 82nd time, man. Like, are you okay, right? And I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. And you know what? If you attempt to show people agape love, you will fall short. You will find yourself all out of love because you're lost without him. And when that happens, you feel done. When that happens, you feel used up. When that happens, you are so beat and exhausted that instead of seeking ministry, instead of seeking others to love, instead of seeking goodness, you stand by the sidelines and you watch and you say, there is no way I can get involved anymore. And at that point, you become no earthly good. Church after church, believer after believer, standing on the sidelines, exhausted. And then what happens? The enemy starts to whisper guilt in your ear. Oh, you're a mess. Oh, you are just a loser. Ah, oh, you're a horrible person. Right? And you start arguing. Like he is worth your attention and a response, and you're like, I've already put in my time. I've done so much. Just years and years. And you argue with the devil like he's even worth talking to. And there you are, sitting off on the sidelines, arguing with the fool. While Jesus is loving the world. And you feel gross and you feel evil and you figure you could star in your own Disney movie as a villain. And you stop ministering, you step back, and you throw in the towel. That's because you are not capable of agape love. It is from God alone. And your dependency upon that kind of love is only when you are connected to the vine. We've already talked about that. That you see with the clarity that God sees. You understand what God is doing. Therefore, you could do what God is doing daily, because daily you are adding to your faith agape love. A love that's connected to the source. So let's do this morning. Everybody just bow your heads and close your eyes. Mackenzie, don't fall asleep. She's leaning on her dad. If she's too hot, just kick her off you. I want everybody to be free from distraction, but apparently not me. I want you to think just for this moment. Is that kind of love within you? That kind of patience? That kind of grace? Is that within you? Because if it eludes you, then I want to suggest to you today that you need to connect yourself to the source. So think about your love again. Is that kind of love within you, or are you struggling? Do you feel like your love is just about used up? That's a fair feeling, church. Maybe somebody has taken you right to the end and you feel like you're about to snap, that somebody has got you hanging on to the knot at the end of the rope and you feel like your grip is just about gone. I want you to know that that's normal. Your love alone will never be enough. You need to be connected to the source. Are you connected today? Or is your battery low? Okay, you guys, just look up. God loves even the messes, of which you were found as a mess. Let's be honest. He loves you enough not to leave you there, but never forget your past. Christians, saints, never forget your past. You are not better than anybody, trust me. You may be better off because of the road you walk and whom walks with you, but never forget your past, because God loves even the mess, so should you. God loves even the liabilities, so should you. God loves even the jerks, so should you. God's love takes risks. God's love is there even when they mock you and deny you. God's love is available even when it hurts, even when it's rejected. It's there even for enemies. Make no mistake, that love is beyond you, but it's there. Matthew 18:12, it's a love that would leave the 99 to chase after the one. Why? Because it's all about the harvest. And every soul is a soul that he died for. Do you love like that? Because that's what Peter is calling us to. That's what he is challenging us to, right? The depth of a love like that that can pour out of you every moment of every day. Don't you want to be a believer like that? Don't you want to be a church like that? Woo-hoo! that you would never get stuck in the past, right? Because your past doesn't define you. You've been saved from your past, and he shows you your future, right? That's why even when we talk about different things like the Bible study or authentic living, I was talking with Angela about that this week. It's like we don't want you to ever be stuck in your faith because there is so much more for you to experience. That there is new territory. Like we sang about it, that you can walk upon the waters. Is that not exciting? That you can face every giant. Is that not exciting? And so add to your faith agape. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, you will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But whoever does not have them, whoever does not seek them, whoever does not take hold of these tools that God has so graciously provided is nearsighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. Oh, that we would love right into new territory. That we would have bigger visions than we are capable of because our visions would be driven by a source that is beyond us. That we would be able to keep moving forward, that this low battery mode would not be something that we would experience. Why? Because we are connected to a source that never runs dry, that we would always be effective and productive right up until the trumpet sounds or your last breath. Agape love, transforming you and the world around you. Everybody bag hits. Whew, it's warm. I didn't need the fan. It was a lie. Add to your faith daily love. Do you have it? Because make no mistake, you need to seek it. If you don't, you will be overwhelmed and you will fail. Trust me. Daily, 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 adding to your faith love, love that is beyond you. Oh, it's what grasps the attention of every bystander that is close to you enough to experience what agape love is all about. Let it not only transform you, let it transform everyone you meet. Let's pray. Father God, whew, your love is so beyond us. It's never in a box. It's bigger than we could ever think. It's touching the untouchables. It's feeding the hungry. It's tending to the sick. It's hearing those who sound crazier than we do, Lord. It's about standing possibly in the rain, right? Running around in the cold. And loving on kids and families that have the heater blasted, Lord, and they're watching the freak show saying, why in the world are they going through this? And they'll say, man, they really do love their community. It's about hearing those who are discouraged. It's about encouraging them after we've heard them. It's about helping out a neighbor. It's about giving somebody a break. It's about caring when everybody else has gotten frustrated and walked away. And Father God, I pray that you would help us to set up healthy boundaries so that nothing would rip us from the source. But Father God, would we be wise enough to be connected to the source so that we can love as you love? Pray that we would be seeking daily this agape love. In Jesus' name.